Hello and welcome to the John Covey podcast. I teach business owners, leaders and entrepreneurs profitable ways to create leads with ease to ensure their marketing gets results and that their business grows. Each week in my podcast, you'll find inspiring interviews, marketing strategies and proven ways to grow your business. Are you ready to produce greater results with less effort? Then sit back and enjoy. Right, Dan, welcome to the John Covey podcast. This is episode 88. How you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Really good. Really, really good. All things considered, really good.
Indeed, indeed.
So, Dan, the print man, you are the guru when it comes to print.
Allegedly. It's been known.
How long has it been now, Dan? How many years?
For as long as I can remember. Is it about nine, 10 years I've been at this now?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's been a long
And there's been some blips along the way.
There's been some good times. I mean, we just about survived the recession first time round, and then look at us now.
Yeah.
No, there's been some good times. There's been some hard times. It's been, you know, a lot of learning on the way. We're still here. We're still going strong. So
sweet.
Good man. Good. So good stuff.
So tell us about you, Dan, and give us a bit of background about yourself. So for everyone that's watching or listening, like, who's Dan? Who is Dan?
I'm a graphic designer by trade. Didn't really know. Sort of after university, I studied creative imaging. I did a foundation degree in art and design. Didn't really know sort of where I wanted to sort of take life. At uni then was introduced to like some Photoshop, Illustrator, things like that. And after that, in between uni and things, I freelanced for a while and found myself doing a lot of sort of design for companies, sort of corporate design, sort of like letterheads, business cards, stationery brochures, artwork layout, things like that. And then it kind of went from there, really. Thought, well, I like doing this, I'm good at this, and that's what I'm doing now, really, offering mainly print to business. We do offer print as well to like normal customers who need, you know, documents printing, posters printing, things like that. But mainly it's business to business.
Yeah.
And this is where we are, like 9 years later.
Yeah. So this is your business. It's like, how long have you been running this ship? How long have you been in charge?
Probably, I think it's 8 years. 2012.
Wow. That's gone quick.
Fully, you know, set off by myself. Yeah. Sure. Running the printing copy shop as it is now.
Sure. Wow. How times go so quick.
I know.
Well, so for people, I mean, like, in terms of like the print, as far as print goes right now, I mean, we're obviously in a very digital world right now. Do you think there's always going to be a demand and a need for print, or is digital going to completely take over?
No, I think I was speaking to a client just this week, and he was saying, "Oh, we're doing a new website. We're doing the new website, we're doing digital downloads. Can you do the PDF digital downloads?" Yeah, we can do that, he says. But a lot of our clients still want something, a brochure, or whether it be a leaf or a, that they can actually physically hand,
sure,
you know, and look through.
Yeah.
And the same, I think, they have this media channel, they market that way around. But a lot of people still put leaflets through doors. It still happens. I mean, like when Royal Mail comes, you still get takeaway menus, etc. I know everything's on Just Eat, but people still like to open the drawer and pull out a takeaway menu. You know, they like to look at that, you know, that leaflet that drops on going, you know, 50% off as windows this week, you know, get in touch. People still like that. So I do think, I know that a lot of things are digital and we do a lot of design and like PDF digital downloads for people, but a lot of people still still need that. And point of sale as well, posters, pubs, restaurants, you know, hair salons still have need for you know, just displaying graphics. I mean, supermarkets, it's constant print, you know,
of course.
It's all there. So yeah. I do think a lot of it is moving digital, but
it's never going to be replaced completely.
No, not at all.
I think you're right, aren't you? I mean, like, I think that the fact that you can, you've got something tangible that you can hold, whether that is a flyer or you know, a poster that you see or something that's, it's just there, isn't it? And I think that there's always going to be a need for that. There's always going to be a need for that.
Definitely.
So, I mean, tell us about, like, what happened for you then? How did you become, how did you find yourself in a place where you then run the business? Because you went to work for the company originally, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to work first for the company as it was before. And from one thing that led to another, I decided that right, it's time for me to take the reins.
Right. And was this because, I mean, was they looking at selling it or shutting it down? Or, I mean, like what spurred that kind of decision?
Yeah, I think it was a case of I was going to take over anyway, and it just felt right at the time for me to do that.
Yeah. And what did you think at the time? Like, were you scared? Were you nervous? Like,
scared. It's like, hang on a minute. I've suddenly gone from, you know, taking a wage as anyone, taking a wage, and then you think, right, well, all of a sudden now I've got to, you know, find the money for the bills, you know, market everything, do everything, and yeah, it's. It was, but then you wouldn't change it now. That's the thing. You wouldn't change it now.
So what? I mean, like, what? How did you cope with that? Then? What did you do with any? Was it like a coping mechanism? Is there anything that you did? Was it like what did you do to balance your time, your money, your focus, your mindset, your attitude? Like, what did you do?
I think I just you know, I've always been sort of driven and focused and kind of it needs to get done sort of mentality for things. I did jump in, like, you know, deep end, feet first. A lot of planning and a lot of learning, I think, along the way, because you went behind the ears back then. You make some mistakes and you learn from them. And I've also passed on a lot of things that I've done and done wrong to other people. And I think it's the support, though, that you have from everyone else, like people like yourself, people I've met along the way. There's always people there to help. Yeah.
what's been one of the biggest lessons?
The hardest lesson, I think, is learning to manage like cash flow and finances yourself, because you're not an accountant. And it was very, very, very quick that I got in an accountant to help with that. And even more so recently, like last couple of years, I had a bookkeeper as well, because it had come to like accounts and invoicing and stuff. And because you're doing it by yourself behind the scenes, you'll be doing it till midnight. Because there's not enough time in the day to do that as well as what you're doing. And like all small businesses, you end up doing it sort of out of hours on a weekend, on an evening. And I soon learned that wasn't for me. It's like, we need someone else to do this. So definitely outsourcing is key for things like that. And taking deposits and allowing people to pay however they want, that is key. So whether it be PayPal, bank transfer, check, you know, credit card, whatever, having all that in place as well, because for long enough didn't have a card machine, which, you know, early days wasn't such a big thing, but it became, you know, as contactless came along, even for small amounts, people just don't carry the money or the change around anymore now. Kind of pay by card, and yeah.
Major shift, like a big difference it makes for you.
It does, yeah. So cash flow is it very important?
Definitely so. So in terms of then you growing the business, because you've obviously gone through some changes. You've took on the business that you once worked for. You've learned how to get in control of the cash flow, or certainly manage it better. It's then time to start to grow the business. And so you started hiring staff. I mean, like, what happened there? I mean, like, was that a daunting experience? Like, what, like, how did you prepare yourself for that?
It was. That was another jump that I wasn't ready for. And I went through the sort of local like apprenticeship schemes. I think it was through, I can't remember the company exactly, but it was through one of these local businesses where they, you got a grant from the government and then they paid for the training. Mm-hmm. So initially I took on an apprentice and had him for a few years.
Yeah.
And that was daunting, but you know, teaching someone else everything you know about, you know, like, this is the printer, how to use the printer, you know, how to cut it, how to answer the phone, how to deal with customers, emails, that sort of thing. It was hard to be in with because they don't know anything. They're fresh out of school. I interviewed quite a few before I found the right one. I would recommend it, but it was hard.
How did you make a decision in the end about that this person was the right person? Like, what was the deciding factor for you?
I think it was just how keen he was. He came in, sat down, you know, you could tell he had something about him. He was confident. He even like got in touch that day to thank me for the opportunity to have an interview. And sorry, where have you gone? Sorry, don't know where you went then. You're back. I don't know what happened then. No. I think I pressed pause or something. And yeah, he even got in touch that day, and it was like, hang on, this seems right. So it was one of those, it's like, it's meant to be. It was right.
Yeah, good. Was any of your decision there made based on education? I mean, is qualification, did that count for anything in the decision-making process for you?
Well, it did. I'd studied business and art and things at the college. Well, he'd done schooling, and I think it was a school and a college. So he'd done all that. He could use a computer. He was very switched on. You know, he was great on, you know, social media and things, and very polite with customers, you know, very outgoing. So I wasn't necessarily looking at grades and things, because I thought, well, what he's going to be doing here isn't, you know, relevant. You know, it's a new skill. I'm going to teach him anyway. I'm going to teach him how to use, you know, the programs and everything, you know, the systems that we use anyway. So that you know, it was just that he could use, you know, a computer.
What was one of the most challenging things that you went through when you took this person on board?
Learning to sort of manage mistakes as such, not like, you know, like on purpose mistakes, but things obviously go wrong. We all make mistakes. I've done it as well. You've done it, and it was like biting your tongue. Like, just one that sticks out in mind is that I've just given instructions. Just go cut that paper. Yeah, go cut that paper. And goes straight through the ream the wrong way. Cat, you know, it's like, but it's like you're following the instructions. So I learned it's like, yeah, maybe show them again before you let them loose with, you know,
did they ever cut it the wrong way again?
No.
So there's a good lesson there.
There is. I mean, and obviously you let them do it again and carry on, because if not, if you do everything yourself, then there's no point.
Yeah,
like having someone realize.
Oh, I get that totally. So business was flying, things were going well. You had a bit of a speed bump. Yeah, you know, a few things happening in your personal life. I don't know if we can go into this too deep or whether it's a bit personal. So I'm not pushing into this space. But yeah, obviously you had some speed bumps in your personal life. You became a father for the first time.
I did.
Major distraction there. I mean, a very good distraction, mind. Do you know what I mean? Like, how much of an impact did your personal life have on your business?
I think to begin with, you are distracted as soon as you go from one thing to another, like from being able to do what you want when you want, and then you're suddenly responsible for your daughter. It's like, hang on a minute. to begin with, it was hard because your focus is shifted.
Yeah.
Your sleep patterns are just non-existent, and it didn't stop me working as such, but your eye is off the ball because you are focused more on your kid. But as she's grown up, it's been more positive because you're excited about that. You're up anyway in the morning. You're up early. I mean, I'm up at like 6:30 at least every day. Fresh. And everything does return to normal. And it just becomes like a nice balance again. But massive change.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she's not stormed in here. Oh, yeah, actually.
Yeah, I'm locked.
Well, the gates, the baby gate's locked, and the door's kind of locked. But I'm just waiting for her to steam in.
Not knocking, yeah. Totally. In fact, I've seen that one on Facebook with a guy, like a news presenter or some political editor of some sort, and he's in his office, and the little baby comes walking in, and then the nanny comes to get it, and then they hide him. It's absolutely brilliant. This is the modern way of doing business, isn't it?
That's it.
So I mean, in terms of like balancing your let's go there with the mythical, or maybe not mythical, work life balance. How do you, for me, I'm a huge believer in, I don't think that you can have a work life balance. I think that you have choices, and you can choose to spend some time at home and sacrifice part of your business, or you can choose to spend time at work and sacrifice some of your home time. I don't think there's a balance to that. I do believe, though, that you can integrate the two together and you can get them working together in an integrated. I'm not saying I'm 100% right. I'm 100% right to me. That doesn't mean it's right for everybody else. What's your take on it all? How do you manage that?
Well, I try and be sort of religious with my, I'm going to be in work now till now. My holiday's here till here. But Isla, often she FaceTimes me at work to speak to me. Like, that's nice, because obviously she misses me. She really, really, come quite clingy these last few weeks as I've been here, constantly. Just planning it. So plan the holidays and plan around it. Because if it's in the diary and you're having this time off, you plan around it and you let your customers know accordingly, and it's fine. It works.
Yeah. Who's is she a daddy's girl or is she a mummy's girl?
Mummy, if she's like stubbed a toe or fallen over or something, or wants a cuddle. If she wants to play or she wants, some sort of, I've been playing like phonics games with her because she's starting to read. It's very daddy. Daddy do this, daddy do that. The wheel fell off one of her, she's got like a wooden push along pram thing, fell off this morning for whatever reason. Made in China, probably. So dragged it all the way upstairs because I was getting ready. Dragged it all the way, big pram. Dragged it all the way upstairs with the wheel. Said, "Daddy, can you fix it? Can you get your toolbox out? Can you mend it?" So it's. We do work well with her together.
For everyone, obviously, for everybody else, how old is she now?
2.5.
Yeah,
she's three. She's more than that. She's three in August.
Three in August. Yeah,
three in August.
How fast has that time gone?
Seems like yesterday. Yeah. Seems like I can still remember the work I was doing on the day that she was due to be born.
Really?
What were you doing? It just running around like a headless chicken, trying to like fix and deliver and deal with particular orders that were like time critical. I'm like, ooh, but I am unavailable. I'm in hospital. Just about.
No way. Yeah.
To be a dad. Yeah.
Good. Any more?
No, not yet. And now's not the time either.
Well, you've got the time to practice.
Oh, this is it. Yeah, 9 months. 9 months from now, there's going to be a baby boom.
There's going to be a baby boom. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of Christmas babies coming up, isn't there?
Definitely. No, I think there is, because I don't like her being just a one. I think she does need a sibling.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. So, I mean, in terms of your business right now, then, do you know, like, how much has this situation affected you, like what we're in right now? So,
sorry, you broke up then.
No, yeah, I was going to continue. No, I was going to say, so, with the, obviously, all this COVID-19, the, you know, the coronavirus situation right now, lockdown, like how, has it affected you majorly, or is it just a mild speed bump?
It's a big speed bump, more of a mountain of a speed bump. The clients are still there. There's work that is ongoing that will get completed. One emailed and called yesterday about a big project that was literally to go ahead just before, but was put on hold because of this.
Yeah.
That's come along. There's loads of work in the pipeline, but the trades, I do a lot of work with trades, hair salons, restaurants, things like that. It's been ultimately put on hold. New inquiries have been happening. We've been printing and delivering like non-contactless, like DPD deliveries. That's been happening. But yeah, it's slowed down. I mean, the inquiries are still there. People know that we're still there. We've reached out to people, and we've put notes on his socials and on the website that we are still here, you know, get in touch. We can do things, but we're limiting what we can do. Obviously, we can't offer as like same day printing and sort of photocopying, scanning, that sort of thing that we do obviously in the shop, but that's obviously stopped for now.
Yeah, so the shop's completely closed right now.
Shop's completely closed because we can't have like face-to-face contact as such. But in terms of delivering leaflets, brochures, posters, business cards, that sort of thing, we have been doing.
Yeah, good. So, I mean, it's good, obviously, that it's not completely crippled you, because there's some businesses, obviously, that's really, well, they're not going to survive. It's
no.
Unfortunately, that's what it is. But in terms of like your business prior to this and then moving forward from this, I mean, like, what do you do to get clients? Where do you get business?
I do networking. So I move in circles, find new clients that way, and get passed on recommendations from that. Existing clients recommend me to new clients. We do, we send out emails on MailChimp to his existing clients. We do Facebook adverts, which go out on Instagram as well. And a lot of, as customers walk in, find us on Google.
Yeah.
Like literally Google has ring us up that way around. So it's kind of a mix of...
It's a mixture of lots of things, isn't it? Yeah. What do you think?
Which is why I think it works.
Yeah. No, absolutely, that's why it works, yeah. What would you say is the one that you prefer the most out of all of them things? What do you enjoy doing the most?
I enjoy when I've been recommended from an existing client. Like, this thing you play is Dan's great. Go to Dan.
Yeah.
He'll look after you, and I do enjoy that. It's a warm job that way.
Yeah, I get that. Definitely so. What are you gonna do more of?
More marketing, I think. As soon as we get back in, we're gonna hit the ground running, everyone open and just push. And remind everyone that we're still here.
Yeah. What is there any particular area of marketing that you're gonna focus more attention on? Have you thought about that yet? Or
I think targeted Facebook and MailChimp. Like landing pages, you know, get them in that way.
Definitely so. So over the last 9 years, yeah, in business, you obviously we've seen a lot of things happening. We've obviously two recessions is what you're facing.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses come and go. How harmful has it been to your business when a business folds up owing you money?
Very hard. It has a massive, massive impact. A particular one was that's fresh in memory is I don't want to name them, but there was a particularly large gym chain. There was one in Sheffield as well, doing you know thousands of pounds of work for them, and then all of a sudden you get a letter when they owe you a couple of grand, and a couple of grand to a small business is hard to swallow.
Of course,
very hard to swallow. And it's happened years gone by, and you kind of kick yourself because you're like, but you can only do so much due diligence. You're like, your credit check them, you know, they're worth millions of pounds. They've got millions of pounds in the bank, and then all of a sudden they just go on.
Just done, yeah.
You see, it is hard. It does, because all that you've worked for, like prior to that, it's like just swallowed up by this, you know, couple of grand's worth of bad debt, and you're like, but you draw a line under it.
I suppose. The thing is, you're saying a couple of thousand, but it's actually more than that, though, isn't it? Really, because obviously you've already paid for the work as well. So
yeah, that is it. You've already outlaid. So
I mean, if you're working on a let's just say a 50% margin, then it's 3 grand, isn't it, straight away? Do you know, it's your hard. Yeah,
it does.
But
it does.
Hey, so, listen, nine years, two recessions, you're still here, you're still fighting, business is coming in, quotes are coming in, things are good. Mm-hmm. Things are good.
Indeed.
So for somebody new into business right now, so if someone was brand new coming into business, in any industry, you know, whether they are maybe another print company, maybe, I don't know whether they're a marketing agency, or you know, a plumber, a trade, whatever it is, like if someone brand new coming into business right now, someone that's weathered two recessions, been in business for 9 years, balances life and work impeccably, like what advice would you give somebody like that, like coming into business right now?
Right now, right this second.
Well, yeah, all things considered.
Without this, you know, current times, when everything goes back to normal, I'd say plan. Look at what your competitors are doing, and bounce off that. You know, see how they're doing things. See how they've like geared the website. Even not necessarily like look at the pricing, because I mean, people do buy on price, but price isn't key. You know, you're offering a service, because, you know, we could go around the houses about that. But, you know, look at what your competitors are doing and learn from that. So plan that way. Get yourself a marketing plan put together and a business plan. You know, who do you want to sell to? Why do you want to sell to them? How much are you going to sell that product, you know, product service for? And then market it, you know, look at how you're going to get out there. Whether you're going to put, you know, adverts in local magazines, newspapers, whether you're going to do a Facebook campaign, whether you're going to troll the internet and find, you know, clients, ring them up, or whether, you know, you're going to direct mail to them, send them leaflets.
Yeah.
Get your website geared up and ensure that there's, you know, it's singing the right things to them, and that there's, you know, proper call to actions on there. You know, get in touch, request a quote, you know, and follow up as well. I've been using, as you know, like a CRM, a content, you know, HubSpot for quite a while that manages my leads. So everything that I do when I speak to someone, I put in. Sorry, I thought Isla was just going to come steaming in. Everything that I do, I put in there. And it, you know, it pesters me to follow them up, ring them up, you know, and do it that way. And all these things, you know, and network as well. Obviously, networking is in key. Get out there, meet people, meet like, you know, like-minded businesses, and you know, and slowly but surely, you know, it will happen. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, it's blood, sweat, and tears. But, you know, people will find you if you, you know, you put your shop out there.
Nice. What's on the cards next for Dan and the Print Shop? Like, what's the coffee shop? Once this is back to some kind of level of normality, what's the plan? What's the goal? What's the big thing that's going to happen?
Focusing on growth and new business, because we obviously you do have, you know, a lot of your work comes from your existing customers. Now more than ever after this, because it's going to be, you know, around sort of two months of sort of slowness, is where we're going to win, you know, win a lot of work from businesses that are either new or opening back up again.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. And they're going to need my services like they're going to need everyone else's services, and vice versa.
Of course, absolutely. Dan, that's been awesome, man. Is there anything that I've not asked you that you think would be really valuable to somebody that's watching or listening to this?
I think one thing that I've learned is that people, obviously, buying on price, depending on whatever service you have. One thing that sticks in my mind and has done for a long time is people buy from people. I can't remember who told me that or who said that, but people buy from people. So if you're, offering, you know, what they need, and you know, you're pleasant about it, and you offer a fantastic service and fantastic product, people will buy from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. That's don't true. Just focus on price. Focus on like the service that you are providing.
Of course. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, one of the things that I often say to people is that, you know, if you look like your competitor, if you sound like your competitor, and you do everything the same as your competitor, then the only thing that they can compare you on is price, because you look exactly the same, you sound exactly the same, and you do everything exactly the same. So the only thing that's going to be different is the price. Whereas if you can bring more value, if you can help them, serve them, you know, really kind of go beyond for them, that extra 5% that nobody else does, that value added marketing makes all the difference.
That's it.
Good stuff, Dan. That's been awesome, man. Where can people find out more about you and your services?
Yeah, if you go to our website, theprintandcopyshop.co.uk, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, Instagram. All the socials are on the bottom of the website. So theprintandcopyshop.co.uk.
Mm-hmm. Nice one. Dan, that's been great, mate. I've really enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed it as well.
I have, yeah. A bit daunting.
Thanks for your time, Dan.
No, it's been great. All right, take care, mate.